محترم شرکاء مجلس پروگرام کے اختتام کی طرف بڑھتے ہوئے اب بلا کسی تاخیر کے انجمن حاضرہ کے اگلے مقرر عربی چہارم کے طالب علم سید زید وقاص کو دعوت دیتا ہوں کہ وہ تشریف لائے اور مسلمانوں کی عصری سماجی عالمی خدمات کے موضوع پر انگریزی زبان میں خطاب فرمائیں.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Respected teachers, scholars, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As society and humanity as a whole, excluding undeveloped countries which are an extreme minority, the majority of societies today, especially the one we live in, are progressing and advancing and have been in many different aspects and forms. Especially in the past century or so, humanity has achieved many things that were previously considered and conceived as improbable and impossible, and we continue to achieve many more things. But living in these modern and advanced societies, people have forgotten, lost importance, or they simply don't know about what paved the way and what made it possible for us to live the way we do today. Many are actually unaware that religion played huge parts in getting us to this educational, scientific, technological peak we live in today. And the few people that are aware of religion's aid to the advancement of societies, their familiarity ends with the Christian faith. They're only familiar and aware of the contributions given by Christianity, mainly because of its preponderance and numerousness, and because of its cultural and historical impact and influences, or in simpler words, because of their popularity. But just because Christianity is more popular, that in no way discredits and in no way refutes the claim made by Muslims today and Muslim scholars of the past century or so that Islam, our religion, was the main influence and the inspiration itself behind a good portion of recent and many previous innovations and inventions. Mawlana Wahid al-Zaman Sahib Madda Zillah al-Ali wrote in his book Ta'amir al-Insaniyat, which I have paraphrased into English, that the Islamic role in history is so great that one historian proclaimed it to be the quote-unquote miracle of miracles. He rahimahullah further writes that this role that our religion played in shaping history is second to none. This same conclusion is reached by every historian that conducted an impartial and unbiased study on the topic of Islamic influence in history. End quote. This claim Mawlana Sahib has made and is the same claim that our scholars have done of the recent past. This claim isn't something that's just made up. It's an actual, factual, accurate, historically proven, fact-backed claim. From city building and architecture, science and technology, navigation and geography, art and calligraphy, medicine and pharmacotherapy, astronomy, banking, mathematics, to even chess and polo, it has been factually and historically proven that our religion aided in these and many more aspects which aggregate and form the concept of an advanced society. To find some examples of these, we don't even have to look recent. Even if we go back to the 11th century, there was a big scholar by the name of Ibn Sina. He was known to the Westerners and the Europeans by his Latinized name Avicenna. He developed the works of the ancient Greeks in both philosophy and medicine, and his works would even later on help spark the European Renaissance. And even if we go further back into the 10th century, there was a man by the name of Al-Hasan ibn al-Haytham, who was a great mathematician and scholar of his time. He transformed the study of light and optics, and among many other things, he also invented the scientific method, which is why he has been referred to by some historians as the world's first true scientist. And among many other things, he also discovered the principle of inertia, otherwise known as Newton's first law, centuries before the birth of Newton himself. And even if you go further back into the 9th century, there was a great mathematician, some call him the most influential mathematician of all time, Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Musa al-Khwarizmi. He is the man who actually invented and introduced algebra to society and to civilization. The word algebra that we know today is actually derived from the root word al-jabru, which al-Khwarizmi used in the title of his book Hisab al-Jabri wal-Muqabalati, which translates to the calculation of integration and equation. And he's also the man who invented algorithms without which there would be no such thing as laptops or computers today. And the list can keep going on and on. We can keep on giving examples. But the sad fact of the matter is that the majority of us, many of us, most likely never heard any of these names before. Aside from Ibn Sina, we most likely never heard of these personalities, nor of their works or efforts. Instead, we are more familiar with historic and religious Christian figures. Many previous and even more recent historic and religious Christian figures. We are more familiar with them rather than being familiar with our own pious predecessors. And although our religion permits this, and in no way is it unacceptable or bad for us to familiarize ourselves with historic figures and personalities of other religious backgrounds and ethnicities, it isn't ideal though for a Muslim, especially today, to be more familiar with historic figures of other backgrounds while being unaware and ignorant of our pious predecessors and their historic, religious, and even scientific achievements made through their lifelong struggles on behalf of Islam and Muslims of the time. Today, the common perception of our religion is that it's a backward and outdated set of beliefs and ideas. This utterly false and truly tragic conception and this problem people have with our religion is no way in the fact the fault of our religion itself. Rather, it is the individuals and the followers to blame. We have strayed away from the path of our pious predecessors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the golden age that we Muslims once had all throughout the world. Once we Muslims begin to walk the way of our pious predecessors once again, then and only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and give us another quote-unquote golden age. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all those things that have made Muslims stagnant and barricaded the ways of the Muslims to achieve things as our pious predecessors have done so in the past before us. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift Islam and Muslims as He has done so in the past. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.